You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a major killer of children worldwide, and controlling this disease is a complex challenge, especially in developing nations. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
So I had been working in Botswana for nearly two decades, and I started noticing that people had diarrhea. Not all the time, but some particular times. When it rained, when it was the wet season, everyone started to get sick. And in the dry season, people would get sick. Now, that was very surprising to me. I couldn't come up with any answers as to why this would be the case.
Dr. Kathleen Alexander is an associate professor in the College of Natural Resources and Environment at Virginia Tech. She spends much of her time in Africa studying diseases like diarrhea, which are passed between humans and animals. She's unlocking some of the puzzles as to how the disease is spread.
And at this point in time, I was sitting with one of the nurses, and I started telling her about our results. And I said, you know, I just can't figure this out. Why in the world would the dry season have 20% more diarrhea every year on average over the last 30 years? And she thought about it, and she said, well, it's the flies. And I thought about this. And in fact, when I started looking, the environmental conditions that surround the peak of diarrheal disease in the country, when it's driest and it's hottest, are the same factors that increase fly density and activity. In absence of really good sanitation, flies can be a major problem and connect people and waste in the environment, either through their food or directly through their hands and face. They might move from your food to your latrine or your toilet area. So if fly densities change at a certain time of the year, you can imagine then that could just amplify up if you start adding that to an outbreak of diarrheal disease. And that's what we think is happening.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.